Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Three games into the Stanley Cup Series between the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings, and the Oilers are up 2-1 and have every opportunity to make it 3-1 later on today or this evening. And I hope they do, because my sense is that, as I said a few minutes ago, the Oilers are going to go all the way and win the Stanley Cup. It's a long road, tough teams, but I think they have what it takes. Cam Moon is the regular season NHL play-by-play voice of the Oilers on 630 Chet, our great global radio station in Edmonton. Joining us on the show, Cam, great to make your acquaintance. How are you?
Doing very well. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's a thrill. I've always wondered what it must feel like to do play-by-play, because, and I've tried it on watching television. It's no way. I end up with number six passes to number eight, and then I get lost. So I admire what you do. Congratulations. Talk to us about this team, this current incarnation of the Oilers. How good are they, and what is their potential ultimately for the rest of this playoff season?
Well, I'd say they're very much in the mix. They're as good as any of the top teams, I think, in the National Hockey League. As far as the potential, you could make an argument for any one of them, quite honestly, whether that's the Dallas Stars, the Vegas Golden Knights, reigning champions, and Colorado Avalanche, Winnipeg Jets. These are all very talented teams, but the Edmonton Oilers are as well. And I look at the experience that has been gained, whether it was last year winning the first round, losing the second round, or a couple of years ago winning the first two rounds, losing in the conference final, that experience gained, I think, has been invaluable for the club. Having the additions of Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick via the NHL trading deadline coming from Anaheim, that has helped. The influx of the youth and excitement and speed of Dylan Holloway, that's helped too. And lest we not forget the very important high-end talent of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, Zach Hyman and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Matthias Ekholm, Evan Bouchard. Those guys are just world-class players. And when you put it all together, it has the Edmonton Oilers as a team that is in the conversation of teams that could go the distance. We'll see if that happens. As you know, there's so many things that come into it. There's injuries, there's a little bit of luck, there's what have you. You know, we'll see how it all unfolds. But Oilers are in a good spot right now, up 2-1 on LA with the game four going tonight.
Yeah, and I noticed it didn't mention the Leafs in your lineup.
Well,
potential winners.
I think they're in tough.
What's that?
I think they're in a little tough.
They
right
are.
Now.
They are. Yeah. I tweeted out earlier today. Only another 43 years of not winning, and they'll have gone a century. Easy peasy. I did receive some emails from Leafs fans after that one.
It would be something if they turned the whole thing on its ear and found a way back in the series, wouldn't it?
We'll see. We'll find out. It'll all start on Tuesday. So the importance of the Oilers to the Edmonton community. You know, you've got the Flames in Calgary, and you've got the Oilers in Edmonton. Two great teams, two great cities. Just talk to us about the importance of the Oilers to the city of Edmonton.
Well, to what really drove it, what always drives it home for me is, I just look at two nights ago, the team's playing in Los Angeles. Rogers Place is pretty much full. In a watch party, the plaza, which is that right next to the rink where the screens are, and they have the outdoor rink during the winter. Well, that was full. And then the fan park, which is on the other side of the rink, they put up a great big tent a la Oktoberfest-like. Well, that was full too. So it was an immense amount of people downtown Edmonton for a game that wasn't even being played in Edmonton. So that gives me an idea of the impact. I mean, the television numbers are strong, and it's a brand not just for Edmonton, but for certainly parts of central Alberta and northern, lots of northern Alberta and to the west of Edmonton, to the east of Edmonton, and, you know, well into Saskatchewan. It's a strong brand. And of course, this will go back to the 80s with the five cups in the 80s and then four in the 80s, one in 1990. But yeah, it's a strong brand. And seeing that many people downtown two nights ago, for a game that wasn't even being played in Edmonton, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, and you know, you can see Connor McDavid sweaters in Southern Ontario. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You can. People happily wear them. And yeah, I've actually seen it. When you watch him in person and when you're calling a game and you're calling him as he plays during the game, how exciting is that for you to watch this once in a lifetime talent?
Well, it's not lost on me. I can tell you that much. You're right. It's amazing.
Because you were a successful hockey player yourself.
Wow. I don't know about that. I don't know. No, not even. Watching Connor McDavid, and what I've learned through experience is that even when you think there's no play, sometimes there's the play. So if the puck is on his stick, and it might look like he's completely covered, or there is no line to the net, or there's no play to be made, you can't write it off as a play-by-play guy. You got to still realize that something can happen out of nothing here. And when you've watched hockey your entire life, and I've been in hockey my entire life, it's really all I can do. You come to know that when there's times where there isn't a play or it's about to be snuffed out. And for everybody else, that still holds true. But for Connor, it doesn't. He still can make things out of nothing. And it's incredibly impressive. And he's still he's been doing this for a long time. So it shouldn't shock me. Yet it still does. When he throws on the extra gear and finds a way by a defenseman where you're like, oh, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, or when
boom,
he spins off the check, it's amazing.
Cam, we'll be watching tonight, listening tonight. Thank you so much. Great to make your acquaintance, and I hope you'll come back.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you for having me.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.